James Whipcomb Riley, the Raggedy Man. Oh, the Raggedy Man, he works for Pa, and he's the goodest man you ever saw. He comes to our house every day and waters the horses and feeds them hay. And he opens the shed and we all sit and laugh when he drives out our little old wobbly calf. And then, if our hired girl says he can, he milks the cow for Elizabeth Ann. Ain't he an awful good Raggedy Man? Raggedy, Raggedy, Raggedy Man? Why, the Raggedy Man, he is just so good, he splints the kindling and chops the wood. And then he spades in our garden, too, and does most things that boys can't do. He clumb clean up in our big tree and shooked an apple down for me and another and two for Elizabeth Ann and mother and two for the Raggedy Man. Ain't he the awful kind Raggedy Man? Raggedy, Raggedy, Raggedy Man. And the Raggedy Man one time say he picked roast rambus from an orchard tree and et 'em all as roastin' hot. And it's so, too, because a corn crib got fire one time and all burned down on the Smoot farm about 4 miles from town. On the Smoot farm. Yes, and the hired man at work there was the Raggedy Man. Ain't he the beatenest Raggedy Man? Raggedy, Raggedy, Raggedy Man. The Raggedy Man's so good and kind, he'll be our horse in haw and mind. Everything that you make him do and won't run off lest you want him to. I drived him once way down our lane, and he got scared when it meant to rain, and he reared up and squealed and run pretty nigh away. But it's all in fun. And then he skeered again at an old tin can. Whoa, you old runaway Raggedy Man, Raggedy, Raggedy, Raggedy Man. And the Raggedy Man, he knows most rhymes, and he tells them if I'm good sometimes. Knows about giants and griffins and elves and the squidgedum squeeze that swallers themselves. And right at the pump in our pasture lot, he showed me the hole at the Wunks has got. It lives way down deep in the ground and can turn in to me or Elizabeth Ann or Ma or Pa or the Raggedy Man. Ain't he a funny old Raggedy, Raggedy, Raggedy Man? And once when the Raggedy Man came late and pigs his root through the garden gate, he tinned like the pigs' bears and said, "Oh, barrel shooter, I'll shoot him dead," and races them and chases them. And they est run when he point his hoe at them like a gun and go bang, bang. Then tend he stand and load his gun again, Raggedy Man. He's an old bear shooter, Raggedy Man. Raggedy, Raggedy Man. And sometimes the Raggedy Man lets on, we're little prince children and old king's gone to get more money and left us there and robbers us thick everywhere. And then if we all won't cry, for sure, the Raggedy Man, he'll come and explore the castle halls and steal the gold and steal us too and grab and hold and pack us off to his old cave and haymow's the cave, the old Raggedy Man, Raggedy, Raggedy, Raggedy Man. The Raggedy Man one time when he was making a little bow and arrow for me, say, when you're big like your pa is, are you going to keep a fine store like his and be a rich merchant and wear fine clothes? And what are you going to be? Goodness knows. And then he laughed at Elizabeth Ann, and I says, going to be a Raggedy Man. I'm just going to be a nice old Raggedy Man. Raggedy, Raggedy, Raggedy Man.
That's really sweet. And the late Harold Blaze, he died 2 days ago, and that was announced intensely in the newspaper this morning in the Spokesman Review with a very large article and a lot of photos of the artist of Spokane, or the titan of artists, as he was called in the headline, appropriately enough. And amidst all those titles, such as titan, is the essence of the Raggedy Man, that he wasn't going to keep a fancy store. Instead, Harold always had a relationship, a commonality with the Raggedy Man, or in his own artistic self-description, I make stuff because making stuff is better than not making stuff. Harold Blais, who made so much stuff for all of us everywhere in Spokane, in the area, and throughout the country, really, with his great public art and the many pieces of private art secreted away and lovingly looked at in people's homes. Harold Blais has been no stranger to this radio station. He's come in on many occasions to talk with us. And in 2010, when the Museum of Arts and Culture had a major exhibit coming along, we had a long interview, and we'll hear a little bit of that now. We'll also, in our poetry segment all week, be hearing the words spoken by Harold Blais and generally the words of his thoughts. But here he is describing the arguments, he says, the discussions between he and his grandson, who at the end of his career was his chief welder.
We have constant arguments about how messy everything is in the shop and you can't find tools. And I was trying to explain to him that when you're making something like the belt buckles I just gave you, or a cup or something, the product is set. And if you're going to do any creative thinking, it's about how do you improve the process to make more money off the object. But when you're making a one-of-a-kind object, the process is relative, unrelative. And so you're probably using a tool, that one doesn't work, and you just sort of toss it aside while you're concentrating and letting this thing find its shape. And finding the shape you want to make is constantly changing the process. And so as a result, there's a lot of mess, and you can never find your damn tools.
No, but at least that keeps your art less predictable, too, because
right, yeah.
You don't know what you're going to come up with.
Yeah. Well, it's like improvised jazz. You know, mm-hmm. It's the same story, really.
Sure.
I try to keep music going all the time. And I find myself turning off your station and you because I stop my work and listen instead of keep working. So I quit listening. But right now, Tom Waits is sort of my favorite guy
to listen
to. He's got a side that's, what's he building in there? Have you heard that one?
No.
You know, it's just a marvelous thing. It's he does somebody's poetry to a background. You know?
Sure.
But it's about, what's he building in there? Mm-hmm. There's a yellow light shining on the door. He's driving nails in a hardwood floor. What's he doing in there? I think he made that up about me.
And I was thinking of doing that Tom Waits song, but it would lead us astray because it is so dark and full of kind of chilling implications. Harold Blais, as with many artists, has wonderful sides and that great sense of wonderment and childlike nature. And his eyes always searching for things is what we remember so prominently. Yet he did depend on the fantastical in every way and often the dark. He loved Edward Gorey's illustrations, and he did love Tom Waits, so let's do a little bit of Tom Waits. Thinking of Uncle Harold.
Well, the smart money's on Harlem, and the moon is in the street, and the shadow boys are breaking all the laws. And you're east of East St. Louis, and the wind is making speeches, and the rain sounds like a round of applause. And Napoleon is weeping in the carnival saloon, his invisible fiance's in the mirror, and the band is going home. It's raining hammers, it's raining. It's true, there's nothing left for him down here. And it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time that you love. And it's time, time, time. they all pretend they're orphans, and their memory's like a train. You can see it getting smaller as it pulls away. And the things you can't remember tell the things you can't forget. The history puts a saint in every dream. Well, she said she'd stick around until the bandages came off. But these mama's boys just don't know when to quit. And Matilda asked the sailors, all those dreams or all those prayers? So close your eyes, son, and this won't hurt a bit. Oh, it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time that you love. And it's time. Calendar girl. The boys just dive right off the cars and splash into the street. And when they're on a roll, she pulls a razor from a boot, and 1,000 pigeons fall around her feet. So put a candle in the window and a kiss upon his lips as the dish outside the window. Like a stranger with the weeds in your heart, and pay the fiddler off till I come back again. Oh, it's time, time, time. It's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time that you love. And it's time, time, time. Time, time, time. And it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time that you love. And it's time, time, time.
Tom Waits, in one of his most well-known songs, Time. Harold Blaze, who throughout his life used time so effectively, right to the end, kept creating. Even when he was still shaking, he would then use that amazing mind to control his body and find ways to continue to make art, to make stuff, as he loved to say with that characteristic modesty of his. As I mentioned, he loved the fantastic, the things that went out to the edges, which is a great definition of an artist. So we're going to play one of those fantastic pieces that he loved so much, and that's a suite from a work by Bartok called The Miraculous Mandarin. As we can still continue, and throughout the week, we'll continue to remember Harold Blaze, the artist.